Hello guys, you're getting spoiled, so it's two in one day. Just had a quick little incident in one of the classes. We're battling against toxic masculinity. Okay, so there's a time and a place where you're gonna be getting bumps and bruises and defining conditioning. I'll put that in inverted commas. If you just train, if you just do the drills, as we were saying on the last podcast, you'll get the bumps and bruises just by doing it, just by being in there and being involved in the volume of training. 99% of people, in order to improve, just need to do more. Okay, and if you're concerned about conditioning, then do more drills. It's better to get better at the skill than it is to condition against getting smacked with low kicks. The number of times we've had people come into the gym and stand there and say, I want you to kick my leg. I want my legs to be really conditioned and stuff like that. If you come up against someone that's good at low kicking, it doesn't matter how well conditioned your legs are. After three or four low kicks, sometimes even less, your leg's going to be dead. Okay. So I don't care how big your legs are. What I'm concerned about is that I would rather learn the skill and learn how to defend against low kicks. And get conditioned to staying relaxed in the face of an almighty low kick, so then you react quicker. Then you work in your nervous system and you build your coordination better, as opposed to thinking, I can just take a low kick. Well, that's a bad idea. That's crazy thinking to even start down that route, okay? So there is a time and a place for a certain amount of conditioning, and we all like to think that we're big and hard and tough, but the thing is that when you're getting down to it, when you're getting down to the nitty-gritty of training, you may miss time the odd shot, so the shot will land clean, and then that's where you get your conditioning from being in it and being in the trenches and doing the actual work. Okay, it's like I say, it's defunct thinking. It has the wrong mentality. If you think that your best idea is to receive and get conditioned to taking low kicks, I welcome any challenger. Come on down to the gym, take three or four low kicks, and you won't be walking. It's as simple as that. So don't think that you're gonna get your legs conditioned to taking low kicks. It's better to learn the skill and remain calm and coordinated in doing the skill under more and more stress. This is a nice little add-on to the last one that we did earlier today. Building up that intensity and remaining calm under fire. Like I say, a little issue that came up in one of the classes today, people talking about having more conditioned bodies and more conditioned legs to receive low kicks. That's not the thinking. We need to rethink our thought pattern around that. So like I say, it would be better to learn how to block the kick under more and more stress, under faster conditions, rather than thinking that you can condition your legs to receive multiple low kicks. That's just a bad idea. All right, so like I said, just a quick one, and again, like with regards to kind of body conditioning, sometimes you can take the odd body shot, you can build up that training volume. We can do some like body punching and stuff like that. Now, the very first time that people do body punching, it's probably the first time that they've had a neurological signal coming from their abdomen that they've been smacked in the stomach. It disrupts the diaphragm and people don't know how to tense against it. So there is a little bit of credibility in that, but you need to be careful about over-indexing on it. And like I said, there's a time and a place for that conditioning. Okay? Like I say, always eventful, and who knows what the next issue is going to be, but I'll keep you all up to date, and then hopefully everybody can learn from other people's mistakes, and then it increases the collective knowledge. All right, hope you enjoy it, guys. Thank you very much. I'll speak to you later. Bye. Oh, just a quick one before we go as well. I'm seeing this kind of more and more. This like toxic masculinity and just thinking that you need to be tough. Tough will take you so far. There's a glass ceiling to toughness, okay? And if you just think that toughness is the way forwards, then okay, you can get a long way with just being tough. However, that will take it so far until you come up against someone that's technical, someone that has a little bit more technique around them, so then they can work around that toughness. And this is a lot of people's initial kind of downfalls when they think that it's a thuggish thing. Fighting isn't a thuggish thing. It's a smart thing. It's like physical chess. You need to be smart around these things. Okay, so if you just like grinding all the time, you're walking in the gym and just getting absolutely beasted, okay, there's a time and a place to be beasted, and there's a time and a place to learn the technique. It's better to learn the technique because then you can remain calm under the stress, and we start avoiding this, like I said, toxic masculinity. Okay, it's like bully boy mentality. It's about thuggish mentality. Okay, we're trying to break that down. We're trying to break that mentality that, oh, it's just a bunch of guys knocking lumps out of each other. No, when we're doing this, we're being smart. We're being clever. We're being methodical. Okay, so all these things that we're doing, we're methodically thinking around it, and it's physical chess. You're thinking where the weakness is. So then you can exploit the weakness, you can exploit the habit, okay? So you throw a technique, they respond. You throw a technique, they respond the same. You throw it a third time, they respond the same way the third time. So then you can think around it next time. You see where the opening is. You can outthink them, outmaneuver them, and be super smart around it, okay? So like I said, this is what it's all about. Breaking this toxic masculinity stereotype and saying we're smarter than that, you're better than that, you can do better. So remain smart, remain calm, and focus on technique. That's the ultimate message. All right, cheers. I'll speak to you later. Bye.